Hello, this is Erica Slater of Free at Last Hypnosis. Never listen to this recording when driving a car or doing anything that requires your conscious attention. So settle down. Take a deep breath in. Hold it. Now let it out and close your eyes. Let's do that again. Take a nice deep breath in, hold it, and now let it out slowly and relax. Imagine you are on an island somewhere warm, somewhere nice. Imagine you are on that island, looking out to sea from some high point. Imagine the land beneath you sweeping down towards the sea. And it's getting late in the day, and you are relaxing. Nothing to do. Nothing to do but watch the sun go down and relax even more. And as you are lying there, breathing gently, with your eyes closed, imagine being on that island. Imagine feeling yourself letting go of all the tension of the day as the sun touches the horizon and all around things are settling down for the night. And that sun will slide down behind the horizon in the time it takes to take 10 gentle breaths. And now breathe out and think to yourself, 10. And imagine that sun going down over a dark red sea. And then 9. As you breathe out again, that sun slides deeper down and things are beginning to get dark. And 8. The sun sliding gently down, further down now. And as it sinks deeper, you can feel yourself sinking deeper. Muscles relaxing, letting go. And 7. That sun almost gone now. And everything getting dark and quiet and peaceful as the day slips away. 6. Going down. Imagine the whole world getting darker now. Dark and quiet and relaxed and peaceful. And you feel yourself releasing, relaxing, letting go and sinking down. And 5, that sun is almost gone. Just a soft, gentle glow over the dark water. And 4, all gone. The light fading now, and imagine going down into that dark sea, sinking deeper and deeper. And 3, imagine floating weightless in dark blue water, safe and sound, slipping down now. deeper and deeper. And two, floating, drifting, and one, forgetting about your arms and legs, losing all feeling in your body and allowing your mind to drift deeper and deeper. As you listen to my voice, I would like you to realize and understand that everything that takes place today is due to your ability to concentrate. I'm not the important person here. You are the important person with the powerful mind that will enable you to make positive changes in your life. Right now, you will utilize more of your mental abilities than ever before in your life. That's right. It's your mind and it's your ability. So now allow me to help you utilize that remarkable mind of yours. You have accomplished so many wonderful things throughout your life. Some of these wonderful accomplishments may have been a surprise, even to you. Other times, you may have known from the very beginning that you are going to be a success. The one element that all positive accomplishments have in common is that you used more of your mental abilities. Today, you have once again used more of your mental abilities. And I wonder if today was a surprise for you, or if you knew all along that you would be successful. Continue to breathe in freely and exhale slowly, focusing on your breathing and the sound of my voice will allow you to relax even more. As you breathe in freely, the entire body relaxes, and as you listen to my voice, your mind begins to relax. Allow your mind and body to relax further than ever before. And you are listening today because you are truly ready to put a stop to your subconscious eating habit. You are here to take control over your eating habits. There are many times in our lives then when we do things on automatic pilot. In fact, doing things on autopilot is a beneficial ability. Without the ability to do things on autopilot, we would not be able to function. Think of all the necessary things you do on autopilot. Everybody does things on autopilot. Here are a few examples of things that people do on autopilot: brushing your teeth, driving a car, walking, typing, and yes, even eating food are just a few examples. And I wonder how many things you do on autopilot each day. I know many people have experienced driving a car and getting to a location without remembering the trip or part of the trip. I wonder if you have experienced driving on autopilot. Many people have experienced eating on autopilot. They go to the refrigerator or the cupboard and they select food to eat, even though they are not really hungry. I know you have experienced eating on autopilot. And that is what we are working on today. After listening to this session, you will still do many things on autopilot, but eating will no longer be one of those things. You will eat when you are hungry, and when you are hungry, you will eat. The time on the clock does not dictate the time to eat, but rather the hunger sensations in your stomach are telling you it's time to eat. If you would happen to select a food or liquid to eat or drink, you will become very aware of that selection. You will then make conscious decision whether you are eating because of hunger or if you're just on autopilot. If you find that you are not truly hungry, you will simply put the food back and walk away. You will never again eat food or drink liquids that are not needed to keep you alive and well. You eat only when you are hungry, and when you are hungry, you eat. At all other times, food will just simply slip from your mind. In our lives, there are things we must do. We must take out the trash. We must pay our bills. We must go to work. We must pay our taxes. We must provide a safe place for our families and ourselves. We must sleep. We must eat. When it comes to eating, there are some things you must keep in mind. Eating is one of those things you must do. You must eat to stay alive and well. You know that eating the right foods is healthy for you. You also know that eating large quantities of processed carbohydrates and sugar is unhealthy for you. You also know that eating on autopilot is not healthy for you. You no longer want to do those things that are not healthy for you. You only want to do those things that are healthy for you. When you sit down to eat, you realize that you are eating because you are hungry. You are consciously aware of what you are doing. You select healthy foods to eat, and you eat the correct amount for your body. You eat the right food at the right time, in the right size, and never again will you overeat. Your stomach is smaller now. If you realize that you are not hungry, you will simply stop. You will never again eat when you are not hungry. You will never again eat on autopilot. You know that eating on autopilot is not healthy for you. Allowing yourself to eat on autopilot is giving away your control over your food intake. You no longer wish to be out of control, but instead, you wish to be in control over your eating habits. If you should happen to catch yourself starting to eat on autopilot, you will realize what you're about to do, and you will not allow it. You will simply stop what you are doing and put away the food. You are in control of your eating habits, and food no longer controls you. Eating on autopilot is something totally out of the past for you. It doesn't matter if it's the morning, the afternoon, or at night, you will remain in control. You will remain aware of your eating habits, and you will never eat on autopilot again. Good. And as you allow yourself to relax further now, deeper still, I want you to realize that you are here today to take control of your life. You are here today to take control over a part of your life that you have not had control over in the past. There are many things in your life that you do not have control over. The weather, the stock market, the economy, the actions of other people are all examples of things that you do not control. But there are many things in your life that you do control. You control where you go, what you do, the things you buy and the clothes you wear. You will now take control over that area of your life that you thought you did not have control over in the past. I'm going to say some words to you, and I would like you to repeat them to yourself. I no longer eat on a subconscious level. I am aware of the food I eat. I am in control over what I eat. I am in control over where I eat. I am aware of what I eat. I am aware of when I eat. I am aware of how much I eat. I am in control over how much I eat. I enjoy being in control over food. I eat only when I am hungry. When I am hungry, I eat. I will never eat subconsciously again. My subconscious mind will work with me so I can remain in control over food. I am aware of all the places I used to eat subconsciously. I will be aware of my food intake when I am in those places. I am in control over how much I eat. I am aware of how much I eat. I will remain in control over my subconscious eating habits. I enjoy being in control over food. I enjoy letting my subconscious mind aid me in remaining in control. I will never again allow food to control me. I am happy that I am now in control. I am happy that the food choices I make promote health and a slim body. My subconscious mind will help me remain in control. I feel good about myself and my newfound ability to be in control. Subconscious eating is something totally out of the past for me. It is up to me to decide when I eat. I eat only when I am hungry. When I am hungry, I eat. It is up to me to decide where I eat. It is up to me to decide what I eat. I find I naturally prefer whole foods. Processed carbohydrates are a thing of the past. It is up to me to decide how much I eat. I am truly in control over my eating habits. I will always be aware of my food intake. Excellent. You are now realizing that you are truly in control over subconscious eating. It is truly up to you to decide when, where, why, and how much you eat. You are truly in control. You take pride in being in control. You will never eat subconsciously again, not because I say so, but because it is within the power of your mind for you to succeed. You will feel a sense of pride knowing that you are in control over a part of your life that you thought you did not control. You are now realizing that in reality, you have always been in control. And now you are going to prove it to yourself and others. You are doing this for your own benefit, for your own personal well-being. So this means you will be a success. As of today, you are in control over food, and eating on a subconscious level is something totally out of the past for you. You feel very good about yourself. You take pride in being in control. There is no person, place, thought or idea out of the past, in the present, or ever to arrive in the future that could possibly trick you into turning off your control. You will simply refuse to eat subconsciously. And it is possible for you to remember now that your body is precious. Remembering now how to attend to its natural mechanisms of communication. Your subconscious mind is rearranging things in accordance with circumstances that are different now. If you are listening to this recording at night in bed and you wish to go to sleep, you can simply keep on relaxing, moving into healthful, restorative sleep. I wish you lovely dreams that amplify all positive suggestions and suggest that you wake up refreshed in the morning. If you wish to drift to sleep, just ignore the following instructions. On the other hand, if you are listening to this recording during the day and you wish to return to the day's activities, give me your attention now. I'm going to count from 1 to 5, and on the count of 5, you will return to full alertness. 1, beginning to come back now. 2, 3, 4, beginning to move and stretch. And 5, eyes open, fully alert. Well done.